Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 7. Let me begin at verse number 29. So we left off last week there. But we'll pick back up there and we'll go down to the verse number 35. 1 Corinthians 7, begin verse number 29. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possessed not. For they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, and how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There's a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction. Now, when we read these things, we sure want to keep it in context, because you read these passages of scriptures and you could really, if you misinterpret what the Lord's saying or what Paul is saying, you can really get carried away here. So let's keep it in context. Remember, Paul is addressing these questions about marriage, separation, divorce, remarriage, virgins, widows, all these things is encompassed in this chapter. And to get back in context, let's get back up in verse number 27. Okay. Are thou bound to a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Okay, remember they asked the question, Paul, should I stay married to my unbelieving spouse? Yes. If she be pleased to live with you, stay married to her. Who knows? You may win him or her to the Lord because of your testimony. If they be pleased, stay married. Are thou loosed from a wife? The word loosed means you're no longer in bond. You are now free. That's awful word, bondage, but that's what it means, you know. You're no longer tied together. You've been divorced, okay? Art thou, in layman's term, you divorced from a wife? Well, seek not a wife. Remember, the whole thing through this chapter is stay as you are, if at all possible, to please the Lord. And remember the term I used here a couple weeks ago, bloom where you are planted. Whatever situation you're in, whether you're married, you're unmarried, whatever the situation in life you are at this present moment, bloom where you're planted, okay? Let every man abide where he is called. Okay, let's go a little farther. Verse number 28, we looked at this last week. When he said, art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But if you marry, he just told him, don't look for a wife. Stay single. But if you do marry, thou hast not sinned. And we spent quite a bit of time on this last week about this thing about remarrying. Now we get farther down in the chapter. He tells you, but when you remarry, only marry in the Lord. Marry a believer. This time you messed up the first time, possibly marry an unbeliever, whatever. We'll get to that section. But if you remarry, you haven't sinned, but make sure you marry somebody who knows Christ as their Savior. That's the thought. And if a virgin marry, now this is the unmarried one, she's not sinned. So again, as we read these things in context, he's not saying that marriage is wrong. No, marriage is wonderful. It's a gift God has given to a man and a woman. It's a wonderful thing. But you see, he's laying down a principle here, and we're going to see this principle here in just a second. But that's the foundation that we're building upon, so we don't get this out of context. He's saying you can marry, and you haven't sinned, whether you're unmarried or you've been recently, whatever, divorced or whatever, you're a virgin. Nevertheless, we looked at this last week. Such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. And the reason they would have trouble is because then they're under severe persecution. Remember, they were not just loss of life. People were losing their jobs and families because of the persecution of people who named Christ. So it's much more difficult to have a family. And I gave the example last week. It's easy for us to say if we were single, if we were being tortured or whatever, to say, no, I'm not going to deny Christ. We're single. No, I'm not going to deny Christ. However, what if you have a wife and children there and they're committing violent acts upon your wife and your children in order for you to deny Christ? That's a whole different story. That's what, are you following what he's saying here? That because of the persecution, it's probably good if you don't get married because of all the things that are going on. However, if you get married, you haven't sinned. You can do that. Okay. Verse number 29. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. And we ended last week with that, just that phrase, the time is short. And I left you with some verses of Scripture that talked about the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Remember how all through Paul's writings, he talked about how time is short. In other words, Jesus Christ could come at any moment. And the verses we in 1 Corinthians 1:7, waiting for the coming of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52, talking about the coming of Christ. 1 Corinthians 16:22, the word Maranatha, we discussed that last week, literally means our Lord cometh. So all through the Philippians 3:20, we look for the Savior. Philippians 4:5, the Lord is at hand. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, and to wait for his son from heaven. Remember, we looked at all these bunch of these verses last week about Paul's mentality that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. And we're to have that mentality, so to speak, is to look for the coming of Christ even today. We should so live our life that we believe that Jesus Christ died and yesterday, he rose again today, and he rose from the dead today, and he's coming back this evening. I mean, always anticipating the coming of Christ. Time is short. It also has a separate meaning that our lifespan is not very long. Where has time gone? Last Friday, you remember I celebrated my birthday, Friday a week ago, December 6th, Friday a week ago. I turned 64. Where has time gone? When he says, remember, brethren, time is short. And there's people in here a lot older than me. I'm not looking at nobody in particular, but who's got a few years on me. And y'all would say the same thing. Where has time gone? Isn't time short? We think as we live day by day by day, the day never end, but when you look back over the last year or two, here we are at the end of 2024, and it just, where's it gone? And that's the Paul's mentality. Not only is the Lord can come at any moment, but time is short. What thou doest, do quickly, okay? Because time is short. Matter of fact, Kyler just finished that wonderful study of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 12. Remember now the Creator in the days of thy youth when you're able to do something. Because it talks about there in chapter number 12 how when you get old, your eyes begin to turn dim and your ears start hard of hearing. I'm having that problem now, you know. My wife says it's just select hearing. I hear what I want to hear. But the truth is, sometimes I have a problem hearing.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.